Hi, everybody. Welcome back to that Eurovision site. As you can see, we're here with more interviews, and today I'm going to Norway and, speaking to Ale Pedersen, who is participating in this year's Melody Grand Prix. First of all, hopefully I pronounced that right.
It was pretty good, actually. It was pretty good.
But you know what?
But
Can I just ask, how do you actually pronounce it? Because I know that Scandinavian names can be a bit like really tricky to pronounce.
for sure, like it's not an international name at all. But
Yeah.
you say, yeah, in Norway we say Atle Pettersen.
Atle Pettersen. Okay, yeah, because I wanted to get it right for you. It's like,
Yeah.
so I'm with Atle Pettersen. So how are you today,
That's
Atle?
pretty good. I'm great. I'm good. I'm excited about Saturday. So yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. Starting to feel it, in my stomach. It's starting to bubble up.
Aren't we all? But let's start this off with a quick icebreaker. Whenever I meet a new artist, the first thing I ask them is like, what's the one thing about yourself that not many people know about?
I am awesome at barbecue and
Oh.
making food.
What's your favorite?
I actually have my own TikTok account where me and my best friend we only do barbecue.
Oh, you need to tell me. You need to give me the link later on, because
No.
because I'm from the from Asia. We always love to barbecue things. So I'm like,
Ah, I
so
know.
it so that might be a good thing for later on.
Yeah.
But making me hungry now, actually.
Yeah, no, I like it. I watched and I because I like that, I watched like way too much like food videos online. So I'm always hungry as well.
Okay, so this isn't your first rodeo in terms of Melody Grand Prix. I just wanted to ask you, how does it feel to be able to come back and the ch have the chance to do it again?
It feels so much better this time, for many reasons. One of them is there's an audience, and I like to sing in front of an audience. So, but also because last time I was in it, it was kind of like they called me, like I had been talking to them for several years, like, do you want to come join MGP, find your song, blah 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 blah. So, but this year, I just had a random writing session and wrote a song that I really care about, and picked up my computer, entered gmail.com, new email, uploaded the song, and sent it to NRK. And I was like, if you like this, I would love to come back to the MGP with this song. So this time it was because of music. So the music is the main focus. So it feels that feels more right in a way. Yeah.
He actually just led me up to my next question, is that you're participating in Melody Grand Prix. And was it because you were just like, this is my own thing, I actually want to try and give this a try? Is that the reason why you've decided to participate this year?
Yeah, I was like, I wrote this song. I love this song. I want to show this song to as many people as possible. And then just felt like MGP would be the right place to do it. It would be a good window to like tell the story, and put the emotions out there, and just show everybody a real piece of me. It just felt in a way right to do it that way. So I just, yeah, I really wanted to come back with a song that I really care about.
So you will be participating in this year's Melody Grand Prix with the song Masterpiece, which Eurovision audiences know that is completely different to your entry a couple of years ago. So I just wanted to ask, by what's the song about and what was the creative process behind it?
Yeah. Well, this time it's a very personal song. It's about my daughter. So of course it's about my love for her, but also it's about my biggest fears. My biggest fears of not being good enough and not being a good dad and not being able to be there when she needs me the most. So And why I wanted to write that song is also because I've been really insecure about if I ever wanted to be a dad, because I have a very complicated relationship with my own dad. I haven't spoken to him for the last 10, 15 years. So it's just, I wanted to do something that it's a real part of me. It's a part of my history. And I think there are a lot of other people out there who has in some way maybe the same history, or has emotions that they can and connect to this story. So yeah, it's about, you know, facing your fears, and just, and also I want to tell everybody that it's gonna be fine. Everything's gonna work out.
Okay, so it's like,
yeah, the creative process, yeah, to try to make that short, it was kind of randomly. I went to Malmö to write some music for some other artists, and started to talk with the writer and producer who did the song, because he has a daughter the same age mine. So obviously we were just talking about kids, and blah 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 blah, connecting about that. Third writer enters the room. Guys, I have this title, but I want to write the song about it, but it's kind of a pretentious, maybe strange title, but it would be cool if we could find a way to, you know, write a song about that. And she said the title is Masterpiece, and we were like, let's write about our daughters. It's make total sense. They are our biggest masterpieces. And I think that everybody has someone in their life who is in some kind of way their masterpiece. So hopefully people can relate.
Okay, so we're a few days away from actually seeing the live performance. So when they listen to the song on Saturday and when they see you perform it, what would you, how do you think they'd feel? Like, you know, what kind of emotions would you want to left out on stage?
Hopefully they'll feel something. Some kind of emotion. But I think that people will feel that love, but they will also feel that fear, you know, because it's so fragile. And I think, like, life in general and every relationships, like if it's your friends or whatever, it's really fragile. I think, like, people will probably, hopefully, feel that they, you know, they want to do something to, you know, keep, they want to do something extra for the people that they care about, you know. Yeah, something like that.
I was gonna say, like, when I first heard it, it did give me a bit of shivers, like, and especially when I saw your live video of it, I was like, wow, this is really completely different, and I can actually, like, connect with the emotion. So that's actually a spot on description of it.
That's great to hear. That's what music is about, you know, to make you feel something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so obviously you're here because there is the potential to go to Eurovision in Liverpool this year. What would it mean to you if, you know, you're able to get that opportunity this year?
It would mean the world to me, obviously. Like, it's actually, it's my 20th year as an artist. 20 years ago, I was in MGP, but the junior version. So I've been dreaming of this my whole life, to represent Norway in Eurovision. To be a part of that is a dream that I've had forever, as long as I can remember. So yeah, it would mean the world to me. Also, it's a kind of a fun fact, but last 10, 12 years where I've been like really professional singer, I've been doing a Beatles show for six of them. So half of my career I've been playing Beatles song, but I've never been to Liverpool.
It would be a bit funny if, like, that did happen, that when you go to Liverpool and half of your life you've been performing, like, Beatles songs, stars, and then you go to actually where you're gonna go compete in a place where they've started their career.
I know.
Oh my
Maybe it's
God.
written in the stars. Maybe it's, I don't know. We'll see.
Ooh, we'll first see on Saturday and potentially the week after.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
Absolutely.
asking more about Eurovision, because Eurovision fans like to know things about the contest itself. What's your earliest memory of Eurovision, and do you have a favorite at all? It doesn't have to be from Norway, it can be from other countries as well.
It's kind of cool because my earliest remember, like when I was that old that I like really cared about it, I was 10 years old. It was in 1999, and there was this guy who won in Norway. He had this red Chicago Bulls shirt. He had two stripes in his face, and I thought that dude was the coolest dude in the universe, and he's saying, "Living my life without you, what can I do?" And this year, he's back in my semifinal. That's so cool. Yeah, that's awesome. So that is like the earliest thing that I can remember that had a real impact on me.
So do you have like a, other than that, do you have any other favorite Eurovision songs, or is that mainly it, like do you refer to usually?
No, I have a lot of songs that I love from Eurovision, but my all-time favorite is Euphoria by Loreen. I think that is possibly the best pop song ever written. Like she could come back with that song today and just fresh up the production a little bit, and the melody is so great that it would just slam dunk everything. It's a perfect pop song.
You know, the irony of it is she's actually in Melody Festival in this year.
I know, I know. What a year.
It's like
What a year.
most of the artists like I've interviewed, I can't go without an interview without them speaking of Loreen. And I'm just like, okay, like it's not like she's not like known worldwide with the music, but like everybody remembers Euphoria.
Yeah, it was amazing. Amazing.
Okay, so going back to Melody Grand Prix, because we are only a few like literally days away now, not even like single digits now. How are the nerves holding up for you?
It's getting there. I've had kind of a rough week. As you know, I have a daughter. She's 1 year old. She goes to kindergarten. She's sick every day. So I woke up on Monday with like a really fever. So I've been like pretty sick all week. Getting better now, so that makes me, of course, a little bit extra nervous. Is it gonna hold up, you know? I think it's gonna be okay. But rehearsal starts tomorrow, first time on stage. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm ready.
I was gonna say, we found out literally a few hours ago you're the last one on stage.
Yep.
What was your reaction when you found that out?
I was really happy about it. I think it hopefully it'll be good for me. I'm honored to be able to be the last act in the semifinals, all of them. So like with me, semifinals over, now it's the real deal. So yeah, I'm honored. It's gonna be great. I think they put together the semi so that every number is popping out probably properly, you know. I'm excited.
Okay, so for the staging itself, like, because obviously we saw you on 2021 on your own dancing, like literally like smoothing away, swabbing away with left, right, and center in any direction. This time, will it be, I'm guessing, very different in terms of staging?
Completely different.
What I wanted to ask you is it like, because you posted that live video of you singing Masterpiece, are you going for that vibe or completely different?
I think I'm going for something in the middle of that, you know, acoustic thing with 2021. But this is a song that, to me, it doesn't make much sense to, you know, have like choreography and a mic stand that you can throw every way, you know. It's because it's about the song. So my focus is the song, and I want to sing that song properly, and I want to show those emotion. I want to tell that story, and then we have to build everything else around that. So also, like, bringing a lot of people on stage feels kind of weird. So I'm gonna be all by myself again, but completely new look. Also, you know, from last time I cut my hair, and it's kind of symbolic because I wanted it to be like no extras. You know, this is just me. I'm just a guy showing my love for my daughter, just putting it out there, showing my emotion, trying to be brave. So yeah, and then I think the lightning is the key here to put that all together and make it interesting. And yeah, so I have a good plan, I think.
Trying to build an atmosphere that matches the song. Okay, so obviously you've done this before. Do you think it's easier or harder coming in this time round, like going to do it again? Because obviously, okay, I've done this a couple of years, I think it'll be fine. But now that you're doing something completely different, do you think that it's much more difficult or easier to go in as we get closer to it?
I think it's easier in a way that I'm more like, this time I knew what I wanted to do. Last time I was like, yeah, I'm going to do MGP. I don't know, let's construct a song that will fit in, you know? This time I wrote a song that I love and I want to show it. So I feel much more confident this time. So in that way, it feels easier, but also harder because the competition is. And you can take anything for granted, and you have to, like, I know more now what it takes in a way, if that makes sense. So that feels a bit more tough, but I think I'm just trying to keep my focus right and focus on my performance. I haven't seen the other semifinal because it's not good for me. Like, then I start to dig my hole, you know, and I shovel up, like, they're all great, I suck, I should quit this thing, you know. So I'm just focusing on what I need to do, and then whatever happens happens.
Okay, well, we're certainly looking forward to it, whatever happens on Saturday.
Yeah.
My last question for you is, it doesn't have to be just for this time you've participated, it can also be from last time. Like, what's the one thing that you've learned that from taking part in Melody Grand Prix that you'll take with you going forward, whether it's you get the ticket to Liverpool or just end up just participating in dance in Melody Grand Prix?
I've learned that you can never fool the audience. They will see right through you. So you have to deliver something that you believe in and something that is real to you. Like, that's the most important thing that I've learned. And I think that's also, I've taken that with me outside MGP because MGP made me realize that. So, like, the way I make music now, the songs I write, it's all about that. It has to be something real, you know? So yeah.
Emotion to
Yeah,
it.
and it doesn't have to be like, oh, I'm gonna only write songs that make you sad. It can be something that makes you happy as well. It's just you just need to tell a story that is real, and that you believe in yourself.
So basically, emotion and authenticity is something that like it fits right through you, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that brings us to the end of this interview. I just wanted to say thank you so much, Atla, for your time. Finally, do you have a message for the international viewers who are watching this?
I just wanna, of course, say thank you for having me here, but also I wanna thank everybody that cares, because that's why I and a lot of other artists, musicians. That's why we do music, because we need people to care. We want people to care. So I'm so happy. That's the funniest thing about Eurovision, is that there's so many people that cares. They care about the story, they care about how you wrote the song, and they care about what you're trying to do. So I just want to say thank you for that.
And thank you as well for giving us an entry that we can all put on repeat, hopefully, after this.
Hopefully.
As you say, tooth and tack. We wish you the very best of luck on Saturday. Atle Pettersson will be competing for a place in the final of Melody Grand Prix with his entry masterpiece. Good luck, and hopefully we'll talk to you after this.
Hopefully. Thank you for having me.